San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, which you can find at crescentandcross.com. Mark is also a very fine correspondent with the American Free Press. He will join me not only today, but in all of the Fridays that follow, talking about different things going on in the news and comparing and contrasting what he writes about at the American Free Press and what I talk about at the Republic Broadcasting Network, with much of the diversionary nonsense that one sees in corporate media, which presumably includes this Don Imus case. I've mentioned before in this hour that we've been talking about all kinds of things. I've recommended a couple of news stories that are including one today that's also at lewrockwell.com. My friend Tom Englehart has posted this in conjunction with an Iranian fellow named Behzad Yakmayan. It's entitled, Will American Bombs Kill My Iranian Dream? Behzad Yakmayan has a particular piece there entitled, Bonded at Birth, How a CIA Coup d'Etat in My Life Became One. That piece will dovetail quite nicely with the American Free Press's new volume entitled, The CIA in Iran, The 1953 Coup and the Origins of the U.S. I have now finished that book. It is well worth your time. Keep it as a reference work for your library. You can have that at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. That'll take you to the fine folks at American Free Press, and you can have that volume for $20. Mark, we've been talking about all kinds of things before the break. As it relates to things Iran and Iranian, What role do you think the Israeli lobby has played in this whole business for a very long period of time? And using that as a grid, how should we see this present situation with Iran?
Well, we have to remember, you know, that Israel has played, as you said, a substantive and a very long role in this whole process. Certainly back to the days of the Shah, you had the Israelis working closely with the Iranian government, and in particular in the secret police, SAVAK, that existed during the days of the Shah. They were working hand-in-hand with the Israeli Mossad. And then, of course, the whole Iran-Contra scandal during the Reagan administration, you had the Israelis in the thick of that as well. So, you know, this is something that goes back a long, long time. This is one of the things that we have to keep in mind when we are studying these people and their agendas, that they have very long-range goals. They, you know, they don't just think two or three moves ahead, but rather 20 or 30 moves ahead. And certainly bringing us forward to the present, there's no question about the fact that they have their hands in the thick of what's going on right now with these war preparations. You know, the Jewish press, both in America and in Israel, has been screaming about going to war with Iran for several years, and to the point now where it's not just screaming, but shrill screaming. So we have to keep this in mind, that this, you know, this has nothing to do with freedom. It has nothing to do with terrorism, at least as we Americans understand it. It has everything to do with fighting Israel's enemies. And making you know, the Middle East basically Israel's playground. And so, you know, when we take that into consideration, you know, we have to ask ourselves, is American blood worth you know, this Jewish dream of the last 2,500 years of occupying the entire Middle East? So we'll continue with that after we get done with this, I guess.
Very good, sir. We'll be back with Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and the American Free Press, and Mark Dankos America comes to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
From San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We would like to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. It is a 50,000-watt conventional radio station that is going to be bringing Mark Dankos America and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and also Crescent and Cross, which you can find at crescentandcross.com. Mark, talking about things Iranian before the break and the role of Israel, the central role of Israel in your judgment and mine in regard to wanting to see an American military attack on that country. This, of course, is something that both you and I oppose for all kinds of good reasons. But suffice it to say, as it pertains to Israel's agenda, is it simply a question of not only the expansion of their borders, presumably, as far as the Tigris and Euphrates River, keeping in mind the original the belief of the Zionists that their borders should extend that far in the modern period, but is it also in the achievement of that agenda a case of dividing and conquering, and where that fails to occur, than using the accelerated tactic of genocide?
Yeah, and it's one of the things that we have to keep in mind, Mark, because I think far too many of us, on far too many occasions, assume that this is simply about land and about securing these biblical borders for this place known as Israel. It goes way past that. Okay, if we were able to pull ourselves out of the Middle East militarily, we would still be dealing with Zionist power in America and really throughout Western civilization in terms of our culture, our academics, our financial, all of that. Even if Israel ceased to exist today as a political entity, we would still be dealing with several major problems when it comes to this thing known as the Jewish agenda. We still would have rampant abortion. We would still have rampant pornography. We would still have divorce rates exceeding 50% as they do in the West. So simply getting us out of the Middle East militarily is not enough. We have to understand that when we are dealing with this thing known as the Jewish agenda, that it goes way past simply securing some physical borders. It is a cultural thing. It is a religious thing. It is literally the battle between the ideas of Christ and the ideas of Antichrist. And so this war going on, at least as it manifests itself in the physical war taking place in the Middle East, it really is just part of an overall and overreaching agenda to control the hearts and minds of people everywhere. Now, at present, there is one group of people who are a holdout to this, and it is the Muslims. They are the ones who, as of yet, have not been infected with that leaven of the Pharisees. Their cultures, for the most part, remain fairly stable. They do not; they have not allowed these cultural and moral poisons to destroy their societies as we have in the West. And so, as I said, even if the war over territory were to end, it would just take on a different form. The Zionists would continue to try to penetrate these societies with the same kinds of debilitating poisons that have destroyed our own. And so we have to keep that in mind. You know, this is one of the maddening things when you're dealing with writers and thinkers and activists in this movement, which is that they think, well, if we can just defang the Israeli lobby, we can get our troops out, and then everything will be fine. Well, you know, if that were the case, take us back 15 years to that time before the United States was fighting in the Middle East. We still were a mess at that time. Our country, our culture is it's on life support. And so to simply pull us out militarily is not enough. You see, we have got to get these people out of all positions of power within our, not just the United States, but within Western civilization in general. To simply just cure one section of the body, to remove one cancerous organ, is not enough when the whole body is infected.
Well, I tell you, that is, to me, Mark, that's great analysis, and it helps me to get a better grasp on the magnitude of this. Let me postulate a situation for you, which isn't going to happen, but let's fantasize and think for a minute that it would. Let's say that that Governor John Corzine of New Jersey had not been injured in this traffic accident on his way to being the public affairs liaison between Don Imus and the members of the Rutgers female basketball team. And let's say that Mark Glenn of the American Free Press was among the media people invited to attend that function and that you had been given press credentials. And let's envision that Mark Glenn at one point had been recognized by Governor Corzine to ask a question. And let's imagine that Mark Glenn, because I know you would do this, that you've got the guts to do it, that you would stand up and say, Governor Corzine, you've basically indicated here that one of the problems with what Mr. Imus said over the air involves sexism and the degradation of women. I agree with you about that, Governor Corzine, but let me ask you this. Why is it that you have not said anything about the pornography industry in this country or the fact that the overwhelming support for the pornography industry in this country, historically and presently, comes from a Jewish financial base of support. What do you think would be the governor's reaction to that kind of a question? What do you think would be the response of corporate media to that? Give us your spin.
Well, obviously, it wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
one of the things that we have to keep in mind, Mark, is that it's not just the power structure that is the problem. You see, it's the people as well. They don't want to be told that they have to walk away from their addictions, okay, whether it's pornography or anything else. You know, I don't want to get too far off the subject here, but, you know, when Jesus was warning us about these people, he compared them to a brood of vipers. Now, of course, the imagery there of the snake is pertinent with regards to the story of the fall of man and the Garden of Eden. But, you know, Jesus went further by calling them vipers. Now, a viper, as we know, is a poisonous snake. If it bites you, you're going to get sick, and you may even die. So Jesus, referring to these people as a brood of vipers, you know, he was telling us that if they bite you, you're going to get sick. Now, this is what has happened to our society. Every time we turn on the TV, every time we turn on the radio, open a newspaper, every time we sample something from what I refer to as the Jewish buffet, we wind up getting infected with this way of thinking that is completely opposed to the teachings of Jesus. Now, it's not just Corzine, it's not just the power structure, it is the American people as well. They don't want to be told that they have to lead morally upright lives if they want to have a healthy political system. You know, we have to keep that in mind, that it's not just that we've got X thousand number of people in our media and our government. It really is 300 million people in the United States as well. If Jesus Christ were to come back today and preach the same message that he preached 2,000 years ago, there would be another lynching, and most of the people in this country, even those calling themselves Christians, would be the ones who would be shouting from the crowd saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." So as we postulate, you know, Corzine swallowing his tongue over a question like this being asked, we have to keep in mind that he wouldn't be able to do what he's doing were it not for the passive and active assistance that he has offered by the American people themselves. The fact of the matter is that we do not have any more of an immune system when it comes to these viruses that have destroyed the body. We have actually come to embrace these viruses, and this is the reason why Corzine and others like him are afforded the environment in which to exist and to implement their agenda. So as much as we would love to fantasize watching him turn blue, the fact of the matter is that nothing really would come of it. And the reason that nothing would come of it is because the American people simply do not care anymore. They're completely comfortable and content with the way things are. Yes, they'd like to have a little bit more money in their pocket, but I think that's basically it.
Well, do you think along those lines then that just looking at pornography is one aspect of this problem? Presumably, people involved in the pornography industry are involved in it because there's a terrific amount of money to be made in it, and that's self-evident. That's evil, obviously, but that's self-evident. Those who involve themselves directly in the perpetration of these things and the production and the distribution and so forth have a profit motive. But do you see anything even more sinister involved in this? Is there, in fact, a deliberate attempt on the part of the powers that be to utilize pornography as a means of desensitizing and diverting the masses from things that they should be paying attention to?
Sure. I mean, I try to explain this to people, particularly people who kind of scoff at the things that I have to say about the degradation of women and the degradation of the Marriage Act in pornography. But there's no question about the fact that it's probably the biggest distraction out there, more than sports or anything else.
We'll be back with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross to pick up on this subject, as well as some others that remain in the 40 minutes left on my time today. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, which you can find at crescentandcross.com. Mark also, of course, is a correspondent for the American Free Press and is doing a series on the USS Liberty, which I want to get into with him very shortly. But we were talking before the break about this whole issue of the corrosive effects of pornography, just as it relates not only to blood money, but also as it relates to a deliberate design to sedate the population and to have a decadent population not being involved in normal thinking and normal evaluation of what is going on in the world at large. Mark, that's pretty much your take, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it goes much further than that. You know, the role of the woman in society is one of bringing civility and civilization. Okay, the man by his nature is one of brute force, okay? And that is the role that God put him in when he made him. The role
You're
of the
just
woman,
as sexist, but go ahead. No.
Yes, that's right. Probably so. Now, you know, if you can corrupt the woman, basically, it's like poisoning the earth. Anything that, once you've poisoned the earth, anything that grows from it is going to be poisoned as well. Now, if you can corrupt the woman, it's basically the same thing. Anything that she produces is going to be corrupted as well. You know, last night I attended a poetry reading with the local high school kids up in this sleepy little part of North Idaho. My daughter participated in it, and she got up and she did a poem on war and suffering and did a very good job. Judging by the applause, she would have gotten first place. Immediately following her, another young lady who was no older than maybe 15 or 16 got up and started off a poem. She said, does anybody here, do you want to hear raunchy or do you want to hear nice? Okay, and then the crowd, of course, and this is a crowd of parents and children as young as maybe 7 or 8, they all responded with raunchy, at which point I took my two daughters out of the room. I was the only parent to do so. I'm not saying that in any kind of self-congratulatory way, but rather as a way of indicating the mindset of American parents today. And before I had been able to get my two daughters out of the room, I started hearing a barrage of four-letter words that have absolutely no place in any kind of setting like that, much less coming out of the mouth of a 16-year-old girl. In the end, the end of the evening, when they handed out the awards, this young lady, who started off, whose poem was, as she described, raunchy, she got first place. Now, this is a direct result of the agenda that has been shoved down the throats of Americans with regards to the young people, and in particular with regards to young women. Young women today aspire to the likes of Anna Nicole Smith and Britney Spears and all of these other raunchy, corrupted women. And so, you know, it's not just the pornography issue. It is corruption of young women in general because, as I said, you know, the woman is supposed to be a civilizing force. She is supposed to take this brutal world that we have and to make it into a home where there is peace and where there is a place of enlightenment, so that hopefully we can aspire to be better people. And if you take her out of this role, what you have done is to cultivate a society of beasts, which is basically what has happened today, not just in America, but throughout the Western world. And so, you know, we have to keep this in mind that, you know, all of the civility and enlightenment that was supposed to be the inheritance of Christian culture, it has been deliberately attacked, and we can pretty much figure out why. You see, today the fact that we're involved in this war against 1 billion people and there are only a few voices who are speaking up against it, this is one of the byproducts of the fact that we have been turned into a civilization of beasts, and it has been accomplished. One of the ways it has been accomplished is by attacking the role of the women in our society. And I think that this is, in addition to keeping us politically stupid and all the rest of it, it is so that we are, like you mentioned at the beginning of the hour, last hour, about the wrestling and all the rest of stuff. That is America today. You look at the big-time wrestling programs, that is America, just a bunch of mindless, bloodthirsty people who, whether they're on in that ring fighting or whether they're in the audience watching, you know, we love this stuff. It's Rome visited all over again. You know, I would invite, as much as I have critical things to say about movies and all the rest of it, I would invite the people listening to this program to go back and watch the movie Gladiator that was made about a decade ago. And it is it has some very important themes in it that are very pertinent today.
Wow, this is powerful stuff as it relates to evil and that evil that is being perpetrated for a reason, and that certain constituencies have been targeted for some very demonic ends. We'll be back with Mark Lenz. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Mark Glenn of both Crescent and Cross, which you can find at crescentandcross.com, and, of course, the American Free Press, which we urge you to subscribe to, not only because of the fact that Mark works for it, but I'm a subscriber who simply enjoys the information that's in there. And presumably you can get that American Free Press by calling 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. And it's very easy to get a subscription rolling to that by simply calling that number. Mark, talking about some other things then, you're working on a very, very important series of articles related to the USS Liberty. Without asking you to give away sources or trade secrets or the entire content of the articles, in principle, why have you latched on to this particular story, and what do you see as the larger context and central context and importance of what it really means, not simply to the people that went through it 40 years ago, but what it says to us right now? Go ahead.
Well, the fact of the matter is that an act of war was perpetrated against the people of the United States on January 8, 1967. As much an act of war as the attack on our fleet at Pearl Harbor was in 1941. Now, others who may want to trivialize it, what they are in effect saying is that an act of war against the United States does not matter. It happened 40 years ago, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is that this was the first salvo of the war that's been going on for the last 40 years. It was not just the Liberty. We find ourselves in the position that we're in with regards to the war in the Middle East because of what took place in 1967 and the fact that it was not rectified. And we will find ourselves enduring much more serious attacks than what took place with regards to the Liberty and 9/11 until we get to the bottom of this. The American people have got to be made to understand that Israel is our enemy. And the proof of this has been what not only took place with regards to the Liberty, but all of these other acts as well. The evidence is there, and it is overwhelming evidence showing that Israel had her hands in 9/11. And it's just going to get worse. If Bush and company are not as cooperative with going to war against Iran as Israel would like them to be, then we will be seeing devastating attacks on our own soil. And so I guess in answer to your question why I am focusing on the Liberty is because it really, in addition to being an unresolved matter, I think that it has the best chance of making the American people wake up to this reality that Israel is their enemy because of the fact that there are no wild conspiracy theories flying around about it. You know, the problem with 9/11 is that, you know, it is a very complicated piece of machinery. And the propagandists, you know, they did a very good job of getting to the American mind long before any ability for critical thought or critical analysis could be applied to it. With the Liberty, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to grasp what took place that day. Israel attacked an American vessel and killed 34 men. Now, at that point, what the American people are faced with is, are you going to believe the men who were attacked that day, or are you going to believe their attackers? That's what it boils down to. Now, if you're going to believe their attackers, then you are un-American, and you have no business lecturing the rest of us on what it means to be patriotic. And so, I do believe in divine providence, and especially since speaking with many of these survivors of the Liberty, who all concur that that the fact that the ship did not sink that day was miraculous in and of itself. And I believe that in the end, if and when we are blessed with the with being liberated from this relationship with this parasitic nation known as Israel, that it will be because the American people have been made aware of what took place with regards to the attack on the Liberty. Of course, besides that, just common decency requires that we acknowledge suffering that these men went through, not just that day, but every day since that for the last 40 years. The fact that they have been called liars, that they've been called anti-Semites, and all of the all the other tricks of the trade that the Jewish lobby uses when it wants to silence any of its critics. Just regular human decency requires that we show some compassion for what these men have gone through. But as I said, I think that in the larger picture, I think that awareness of what took place on the Liberty it may hold the key to unraveling these bonds that that are being used to shackle us.
Well, this is my sense of things too, with far less information than you have, Mark, because obviously you're now the chief journalistic watchdog in this whole thing who is uncovering this for AFP. But last night, I couldn't help but think of you when I was in Borders Bookstore in San Antonio, and I'm going through all the history and military books in that section, and I came across James Bamford's book, Body of Secrets. And Bamford, of course, in this book, which is considered to be one of the leading, if not the leading, exposé of the National Security Agency, has in Chapter 7 of that volume a very extended conversation about the USS Liberty. And just leafing through Chapter 7 of Body of Secrets, which is entitled Blood, deals with the USS Liberty tragedy, I couldn't help but think that clearly there must be and is a much larger, much more sinister political context to this attack and to the cover-up that followed than any of us could possibly imagine. Now, here you are, Mark, in the forefront of being, and I'm going to say this on the air because I believe it to be the case, you are now the leading journalistic figure in this country that I'm aware of who is pursuing this USS Liberty story presently for the American Free Press. In regard to the fact that you're doing this, what kinds of risks do you think you're incurring in regard to running after this story and trying to get the full truth to come out?
Well, I don't know. I mean, but then again, that is just typical business with me. My wife could sit you down and relate instance after instance for the last 15 years of where I just jump into things without thinking about it. I guess if I knew what kind of dangers were truly associated with it, maybe I would have second thoughts. But at this point, I'm just not thinking about it. I don't know if that is a blessing or a curse from God, but that is just the way I am. The fact that I have eight children and barely any money to take care of them is proof of this mindset. But nevertheless, you know, this is just what I'm being led right now. And, you know, that is basically the way I am. I'm not a very, I'm not a very logical person, I guess, if you want to use terms like that. I'm just a fly by the seat of your pants type guy. And, you know, I know when I saw my wife the first time, I said, she's got to be my wife. And, you know, not long after that, we were married. And this is just the way I do things. So I suppose if I were made aware of the risks, maybe I would have second thoughts. But I don't know, probably not. But nevertheless, you know, I won't pretend to be an expert, anything like that. I think that there are people much more intellectually qualified to deal with this than I am. But right now, this is just you know, my gut tells me that we have to go here. And interestingly enough, I was talking with somebody yesterday who's closely associated with this, and he did make it clear to me, based on the kind of information that he had, he said, you know, you need to consider this because in particular, this individual is putting me in contact with information involving this thing known as Operation Cyanide, where the United States and the Soviet Union came within minutes of launching nuclear weapons against each other as a result of the Liberty incident. This individual has made it clear to me, and he is definitely in the know, that the overall agenda that day was to get the United States and the Soviet Union at each other's throats. This is one of the reasons, as I said, the American people have got to be made aware of the fact that the Israelis are not their allies. What kind of ally would attack an American vessel, murder 34 of its servicemen, for the purpose of having a nuclear war be initiated between the United States and the Soviet Union? Okay, this is not the action of a friend. So, yeah, it's very disturbing. The big implications of this, after I got off the phone with this individual, I came in the house and I had kind of a blank look on my face. My wife said, "What's the matter?" And I didn't go into too much detail with her. But, you know, later on, after I was discussing this with her, she said, "Well, you know, is this something that you should be doing? You know, are you really that concerned for our safety? Maybe you should think twice about this." But, you know, the powers that be, and I'm not talking about Bush, the powers that be have placed this in my lap at this moment. And when you're dealing with primal forces like this, you know, you don't ask questions. You just go ahead and do what is required of you, just as you do, Mark, every day. I mean, certainly you have to understand that you're not making any friends with these evil individuals who are running this agenda by doing what you do, but the thought of walking away from it at this point is just not an option.
Well, and the strange thing about it, and without being some sort of a weird mystic, because I'm not, I nonetheless look at the sovereignty of God, and I see the way in which, at least in my perspective, there seems to be some divine purpose. I'd say that on the air in regard to the intersection of your life, Mark, with the lives of these USS Liberty guys that you've been interviewing. And I look at the intersection of my life with yours and with Michael Collins Piper and so forth, and think about matters Iranian, and think of the fact that I lived there many, many years ago. I think, you know, what is it that God is arranging in all of this to use these guys like us, regular guys? We don't claim to be geniuses or all that gifted or talented, but nonetheless, we seem to have this calling that has us pursuing things that nobody in corporate media wants to touch. And I guess what that involves, to me at least, from the vantage point of Christian theism, is the notion that God has appointed certain people to do certain things, even if they're not the best and the brightest. They simply have to be faithful. Maybe that's the bottom line of what we're talking about here, not being the best or the brightest or the most gifted or the most credentialed, but being willing to be faithful.
Yeah, I mean, keep this in mind. You know, when Jesus went about the business of picking those who were going to be a part of his revolution, and I certainly am not saying that I am on the level of the apostles or anything like that, but the people that he picked were uneducated people. They were fishermen. They were people who they were not scribes. They were not lawyers. You know, they were basically the common clay of his time. And he always gave them the option. I mean, they could have walked away at any time, but they didn't. And so, you know, by the same token, you know, as the old saying goes, you know, God works in mysterious ways. The fact that he has chosen, or seems to have chosen, common clay such as you and me and Piper and all of the people listening to this broadcast, let's face it, you know, they are just as integral to the success of this thing as we may be. You know, they have refused to allow themselves and their minds to be captured by this agenda. They're fighting to remain free. They're fighting to remain moral. And so, in the same way that you know, Jesus associated with those who were considered to be riffraff during his own day. And so, you know, we should take comfort in this, the fact that there are many signal graces associated with us. And, you know, that possibly God is doing all over again what he did 2,000 years ago, that he has plucked a few people out. He said, you know, I want you to be a part of this thing that I'm doing here. And so, you know, this should be something from which we draw a lot of confidence and, I guess, I don't know what the word is, but, you know, because, you know, we're in for some very, very dark days, days of great suffering, in my opinion, and we're going to need to fall back on this reassurance if we're going to be able to get through it and if we're going to be able to reassure others. And so, you know, that's just my take on it. I could be 100% wrong. Just that's how I see it. I can't solve these problems. You can't solve these problems. All we can do, as you said, Mark, is to go out there and act faithfully and hope that at some point God is going to look down upon this and say, all right, let's help these poor fools out with a miracle.
Well, yes, and to me, I have had this interesting experience just in recent years with some of the things that I would pen occasionally for my own website or for Breaking All the Rules News. And it's accentuated since I've been associated with the Republic Broadcasting Network. And it's this, that just about the time, and I have at one level, you could say I have a pretty dark view of the way things are going in human history. And I believe, of course, in my own theological worldview, that some of these dark things must precede the light that will accompany the second coming of Jesus Christ. And that, again, is my own theology coming forth here. But in terms of these reminders that there are people out there who have not bowed the knee to Baal, so to speak, there are folks that are out there that write me, who listen to this RBN show, and many of them, I'm sure, read your columns for AFP, Mark. And it reminds me when these folks tell me who they are and what their backgrounds are and how God is leading them in certain directions and what they perceive and so forth. It is a reminder and an encouragement that amidst all of these demonic things that are going on in the world and all of the demonic forces that have taken hold in this country, we see it every day with corporate Zionist news media. We see it every day with the Bush administration. We see it every day with the corruption of a two-party system that's just completely in the tank. We see it every day with the kinds of sad things like what you reported was going on in this school concert that you attended. And yet, nonetheless, in the midst of all of those things, God seems to be reminding you and me and others that there are still some awfully good folks out there that are doing his work as we near the end of history. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned for our remaining minutes with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Mark Nankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of both Crescent and Cross, which you can find at crescentandcross.com. He is also a very fine correspondent with the American Free Press. He will be joining me every Friday on this show to discuss all kinds of things going on in the news, as well as those things that Mark is researching for AFP. And by the way, his series for the USS Liberty for the American Free Press has now commenced. And if you're not a subscriber to AFP, I would recommend that you become one, not simply because of Mark Glenn's work, but because of what Mike Piper is doing there and some other fine columnists as well, giving us a real alternative to the PAP and corporate media. You can call the American Free Press at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. If you're not already a subscriber, and that will enable you to get in on Mark Glenn's coming series that has already started, by the way, on the USS Liberty. Also wanted to mention that Monday on this show, I will have several representatives from an organization called the Most Holy Family Monastery. I had never heard of these guys before, and a very good listener, a very faithful listener to this broadcast, sent me information on this organization. This is a traditionalist Roman Catholic organization. And the folks that I'm going to have on who represent that group are, I think, going to be very fascinating guests as we try to discuss all kinds of things that have happened within Roman Catholicism just in my lifetime, as well as other things going on culturally that begin to get into some of the deeper issues that Mark Glenn also discusses. That will be the Most Holy Family Monastery, having several of their representatives on this show with me from 8 to 10 a.m. I'll be on, of course, beginning at 7 a.m. Monday with news summaries. But then these fine people from Most Holy Family Monastery will be with me in the last 2 hours of the broadcast from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. Mark, in the minutes or seconds that we have remaining, what's your basic goal for the next month or two or six? Is the USS Liberty Project pretty much defining your time at present?
Oh, no, no. I have plenty of other topics to discuss in the upcoming issue of AFP. In addition to covering the Liberty, I'll also be covering the sex slave business in Israel, you know, going back to what we were talking about with regards to women and their role in society, and the fact that Israel has become the headquarters of the sex slave business worldwide. Just absolutely abominable things that are taking place there. Thousands, tens of thousands of women from principally Christian countries who are being forced into sex slavery in Israel, which up until a few years ago was legal. It was legal for Israelis to have sex slaves, provided, of course, that the slave in question was not Jewish. You know, I'm reminded of what Jesus said when he was told about the end times, and one of the things that he said where people could prepare themselves is that when he said, when you see the abomination of desolation sitting in the holy place, run like hell. And certainly, in my opinion, there's no better description of this than what is taking place in what used to be the Holy Land today.
Yes. I'd like to thank Mark Glenn from the bottom of my heart for being on today. He will be on with me every Friday from here on out. You can find his website at crescentandcross.com or read his work with the American Free Press. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, folks, listen to RBN, read AFP, and engage in your own conflict against corporate media by thinking. God bless. See you Monday. I am the tiger.
I am the tiger. It's true.